Welcome back to Unread Unruly. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Ashley.
Ashley, how have you been? We haven't actually recorded in like a month.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, we're doing a bit of a catch up right now.
Yeah, which is, it's going to be. It's been like the craziest last 2 weeks. So first, Lumberjack's grandfather passed. And that was like real. It happened on Easter.
That's so,
and I'm like, I already had like, this is for another day, but my cousin is going through some crazy fucking shit. And I was on Easter. It was like trying to make sure that everything was good for the kids.
Yeah.
So I was so hyper focused on the kids, which I mean, you should be on Easter,
yeah.
But still, it was just one of those things that I was like trying to figure that out. And then in the middle of the night, we're like dead asleep. And then we get the call. And I'm like, it was the best time for him to get the call because he was half asleep.
Okay.
So it didn't fully wake him up. And we knew it was coming. So guys, it wasn't like he was like, oh, your mom died. Like, I didn't mean it like that. That's not what I mean. But like, good night. Like, imagine. But no, we knew it was coming. Like, yeah. He was on hospice. So he got the call. I was like, it was so weird because I was like, I'm so sorry. And I'm rubbing his back and he's like, Gene, I'm sorry. I don't mean it like that, but it was a funny moment in that way. Cause I was like, okay, I can go back to sleep. Like,
you know,
like
he's not, that's okay, snoring.
Okay. We're good. We're good here. So it took him, I think, like all week, it was almost like this, the air, you know, when the air is just thick.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. All week. And it was just like, it was a rough week in general with just everything. There was a lot going on. But I have to say, the thing I love about a funeral is it really does show what kind of person a person is.
Yeah.
So the one thing, everyone had the same thing to say, which was he made me feel like his favorite. That was everybody's thing.
That's so sweet.
And it is the truest thing because I've always said that about him is the one thing he was really good at is making the kids feel equal, loving them a lot, overdoing it for the kids. Aww. Like he was a really great guy. So it definitely is a loss. But when you're in that much pain, I guess when is your time? It's your time.
Yeah.
So that part was nice. But yesterday, the day after, we had track. Now, 2 weeks ago, they had taken a break on Easter for a track. So the week prior was the one that Lumberjack was supposed to have volunteer, like what I did.
But he got out of it.
But he got out of it because yeah. It rained. But then they send out an email and they're like, we don't have enough people. So you guys got to sign up. You didn't do your job. So
like it's a co-op.
Yeah. So we're like, okay. So there he is signing in. I was telling Taylor, the thing that pisses me off about men is they don't fucking listen.
Mm-hmm.
If we know that it's supposed to be like this, fucking listen and just do it. Just
defiant thing.
So weird.
Even if they know 100% for certain.
Right.
It's and I also think it's a relationship thing sometimes too, where it's almost like when your parents tell you something and you go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm
you have my best interest at heart, right. But whatever, fuck
right,
you.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. It's you're like,
you know that person wants the best for you, but you still go, shut up.
Right. Like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So as he's leaving the house, mind you, it was raining. So it was on and off raining. We're about to leave the house. And I look at him and I go, do you have water? Because remember, I did this like a month ago. So I remember what you need. I said, do you need have water? No, I'm fine. You're going to be out in the field for 4 hours. Like, okay.
You can leave the house for an hour. Right. Run an errand and without some water.
Right. So I'm like, okay. So then I said, do you have a hoodie? He's in shorts and a t-shirt. It wasn't cold yesterday, but it's the point that it's going to be raining.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, I'm fine. It's going to get canceled. Like, I know what's going to happen. We're going to get there and it's just going to be canceled. And I was like, okay, Mr. I've been in every sport and you know that you play in the rain.
Rolling
like,
the dice.
Like, what are you talking about, dum-dum? So we get in the car. I have a water. Because I'm like, at least when he gets in the car, he can have it. But I wasn't giving it to him out in the field. I'm going to be that dick.
I would tie it up into a tree.
Right. Like, you want to dehydrate yourself?
Go get it.
Go ahead. So.
Throw it up.
There. Right. Exactly. He's sneezing because his allergies are bad. We pull up and I say to him, babe, take some medicine. So I took it out, gave it to him. No, I don't need it. Kill him. Like, if you say no, I don't need it for the third fucking time, I might fucking kill you. So I'm like, okay, I'm done. So we get out of the car, we start walking, and they got the music blasting. Like, it's happening. It doesn't matter that it's misting.
It's getting canceled. No. And then they're all, like, chanting. And
literally,
like,
everyone, like, they're trying to pump everyone up because everyone's wet. So I'm like, okay, so he gets pulled right away. They had the busiest one was his. So he's bending over doing this. And I thought he looked muddy, but I didn't realize how muddy he was until we went over. Lumberjack's hands were black, full of mud. It was as though he was like a dog, like like going like this. It was filth. Like, it was so gross. His shoes from his sneaker up to his knee, mud.
Did he get thrown? into the mud?
So there was on this javelin thing. There was two people. He ended up being the two guys, which I'm glad they did do this because if the girls had their nails done, I would have felt like shit. I'm glad he did the right thing. I'm glad both the guys did. So the girls were taking score, but the men were measuring. So what you do is you have this stick and you have to bring it out to wherever the stick lands and you have to put it in. And then afterwards you have to reel it back in. So all the dirt is getting on you and right. It's a whole thing. So he's doing the legwork, which he should be. But at the same time, I'm like, I didn't expect, because I wasn't close enough to him, because Maria didn't do javelin.
Yeah.
She had other things she had to do. But I was like, when I got up to him, but of course, because he didn't want me to be right, he's like, I'm fine. Like, fine. Like, he was playing it off so much, but I was like, I'll fucking kill him. I'm going to kill him. And then what do you know? The rest of the day, he's fucking exhausted. I wonder why.
Muddy, exhausted, dehydrated.
Dehydrated.
If only there were a solution.
I know.
Those things. It really is a defiance thing. I'm telling you.
It is.
And there's something like I have to tell myself, just let them suffer. But I can't. Because if somebody's sick.
I know.
And they could just take medicine. Why not do it? You know how many years Drama King was like, I just don't like to take medicine. Okay.
Lumberjack's the same way.
That's like, I just don't like to shower. I just don't like to remedy things that are easily fixed.
Right.
Easily fixed. Because suffering is not noble.
No,
it's
not.
You don't have to suffer.
You never have to suffer. It makes no sense.
It's not even, we don't even live in that kind of time.
It's not cool to suffer. We really don't at all.
Men are influencers now.
They really are.
It's not fucking sick.
Living on the land influencers.
You're not your great grandfather who was like fucking building shit all day long, like working in the mines. Like, it's not cool to not take NyQuil. Just fucking take the Advil, dude. You got a headache.
Right.
Take Motrin.
Oh my gosh. I know.
Take it, pop an Excedrin. It does not take away from you. It just helps you.
It's so annoying.
I don't understand.
Like, why are they like that?
I don't get it. I've even had little moments where I've been like, I've got a headache, but let me let it rock. And then I go, why?
But why?
Why would I do that?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, exactly.
You have to override that and be like, that's dumb. I can literally fix this.
It's so weird. I don't know why.
I'm like, you're not going to get addicted to DayQuil. Please stop. And if you did, you just wanted to get addicted to something.
Yeah, there's
like,
just something had to give.
Yeah. I do have, if I take NyQuil too many times in a row, I do get a little bit like, maybe I should chill. Maybe I should chill out. Can I tell you about the dream I had the other day? This is a total aside. Okay. I was coming off of being sick.
Right. And we all have been sick on top of that. Yeah.
Everybody, everybody that I just saw the other day, all of them were also sick, but they got it bad. They got like the flu and I'm like,
shit.
Thank God I wasn't around you guys.
Yeah, seriously.
They're like, everybody's passing it around, but I only got like a bad head cold.
Okay.
And now
that was
like,
exactly
it.
What I've had. Yeah.
Like my voice is like a little off right now, but that's the only thing. I have nothing to complain about, but I was taking NyQuil for a couple days in a row. I had a dream, and this has happened to me before, where I've had dreams that went on for so long that I got bored in the dream.
That's I'm like, so funny.
I'm like sleeping and I'm like, damn, can I just fucking wake up already?
Like, I'm bored.
This shit's going on forever. I've had dreams where I'm just kind of standing around and I'm like, what's even the point of this? Just wake up, girl. Damn. But I was having one of those dreams where it just kept going and going and going. It felt like I was dreaming for hours on it, which I was.
Right. Well, yeah.
Don't they say dreams are like actually only like a couple seconds?
Yeah, they're not long at all.
This shit lasted days. Oh,
wow.
My God. It was so ridiculous. But at the end of the dream, the last thing, the only thing that I remembered with clarity, the last thing that popped in my head before I woke up was a 4K crystal clear image of cheese fries.
Wow. That's so weird. Like, are you a cheese fries girl? I mean, I like them.
I can't say I've thought about them recently, right. But I love a cheese fries. Okay. They were in a red basket, like, you know, the kind you get at the fair?
Yes.
The red, like...
It looks like...
Where they put the paper in it.
Yes, I love those.
It was in one of those red baskets with a white background, and it had the liquidy cheese on it, and it was just that image flashbanged in my brain, and then I woke up.
And then you want cheese fries.
And I could still see the image, like, behind my eyes. Like, I could still see...
That's so weird.
It was, like, ingrained in my eyes for a second. I see the cheese fries and I was like, what just happened to me?
That's so weird.
I've had some weird ones, like the one where I was dreaming of that I tweeted a picture, which I don't even have a Twitter or like one that I use all. And I tweeted a picture of an iced caramel macchiato or some kind of iced coffee drink.
Oh.
And I wrote, I'm throbbing.
Oh my goodness. Imagine.
Over a coffee. It was just a picture of like a generic iced coffee. Why do I have like stock photos in my brain?
But just curious. I'm wondering this now. And I mean, clearly we say a lot on here. Do you guys do food during sex?
No.
Oh, because I was going to say some people really do that. Like, that's a thing.
Do you think this is what's being sent to me?
Maybe they want you to try it.
The caramel macchiato.
Right. And then you're just going to drink and ride.
Oh, my God. Because something's going on.
Yeah.
That's true. They want it close together. Okay.
But if it's not that, is there something that's lacking in your diet? Is it dairy?
No, I have dairy, like probably too much.
Okay. I'm trying to think because
I have been restricting myself.
Because sometimes they say that you'll think about like whatever you're craving is what, which is crazy because I mean, you crave donuts, then what? Like,
what am I missing?
But they're saying that normally it means that there's something lacking in your diet.
Yeah. Like I got a craving for steak a couple weeks ago I never want steak, but then I had my period and I was like, that makes sense.
Well, that makes
like,
sense because you lose low so iron. Much.
Yeah. So, but that never like happens to me and I'm pretty sure I'm low in iron, but I was like, this is definitely what that is.
Yeah.
There are some where I'm like, I can't figure out what this craving even means, you know?
Well, but let's try both.
Yeah.
So
cheese fries,
us.
Iced caramel macchiato.
Yeah.
Literally a stock photo image. Like, strange. Like, I have like an Adobe Creative Suite in my brain. I'm like pulling them off Google Images.
Yeah.
So weird. These two dreams did not happen in like, they were pretty far apart. The iced caramel macchiato dream happened like months ago, but this one happened the other day.
Yeah.
They've been weird lately. And then it stopped for a little bit. And now it's up again.
Dieting too, you tend to have more strange dreams.
That to be true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm like trying to live vicariously through my dreams. So I'm just.
So maybe that's what it is.
Just going through photos of what I wish I could eat.
Right.
Which we went to a diner yesterday. Drama King got Disco Fries.
I love Disco Fries.
And it's always gonna hit. Diner Disco Fries.
Diner, a lot of things hit.
Yeah.
Like I love BLTs.
And I love a BLT.
Yes, and they always make the best when like they do the big stack of them, of, yeah, like the club.
When they do like the, it's like quadruple, yes, stacked bread, that's, and that's, I'm like, fuck it, yeah.
I can't do that at home. It doesn't taste the same. But when you're at a diner, it's like,
there's some things I'm just not meant to make, and and someone else is supposed to make it for me.
Absolutely,
I'd love to make my own sourdough. I see people do the sourdough starters all the time.
I'm not a bread. I'm a bread person, but I'm not a bread maker.
I don't think I'm a bread maker.
No, that's not my thing.
I said I was going to do it. I was like, I'm even getting a little bread oven, like the little thing that you put into the oven. Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
Same. I'm not doing that.
Because sourdough from the store is just so good.
It's so good.
I don't think it's going to taste better if I make it. I could be completely wrong.
No, I don't think so. Because it's probably going to take quite a while for you to actually master it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work.
Uh-huh. I make those Fairlife muffin things, the chocolate muffins.
Yeah.
And I go, that's it for the day. I'm done. I'm
right. It's a lot. It's a lot of work to just cook all the time.
I'm not the homemaker.
Trust and believe me, once you have, if you guys decide to have children, just wait. Because you're cooking all the fucking time.
I already feel it's like so for two annoying. People, I'm overwhelmed.
Right.
Like, I'm like, it's 6 p.m. on the dot. I'm like, what the fuck are we going to eat for dinner?
Right.
And Drama King's like, I like everything you make.
I want it in this vicinity. Like, I want Italian, or I want Mexican, or I want this. Okay, then we'll figure it out from there. But give me what you want.
Throw some. Mm-hmm. You want a Roma tomato.
Right.
Give me something.
Right. Well, yeah. I've been telling him lately is that what I always do now is, because it gives me nothing, is I give two options. That's smart. This or that. And he will pick.
Because if you do three, that's too, it's overwhelming.
Because then he'll go, either this one or this one. Let's so pick two out options, you can't.
Yeah. And then at that point, I don't want one of those options. And it's usually the one that he picks.
Right.
And I'm like, what about the other two?
I actually want the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to make what I want to eat, and then you're going to have some.
Right.
And if you don't want it, you can go in there and you can have what you want to make.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I'm off of the protein mac and cheese lately.
Yeah.
Protein mac and cheese and heirloom tomato sandwiches with the good cheese on them.
Good cheese.
I'm eating like a peasant.
Yeah. Sometimes literally, it's the best kind of food.
It really is.
Yeah.
In shows like Game of Thrones and stuff like that, whenever, like, it's an old medieval kind of show.
Yeah.
Whenever they're just eating bread, I go, that looks fantastic. Yeah. I know it doesn't taste like our bread. Like, I know that logically.
Right.
But when I'm watching it, I go, I wouldn't bitch and moan over some bread.
No.
Give me a loaf, a French loaf.
No.
I would love it.
I would be set. I could probably eat that all day.
Unfortunately, that used to be my go-to hangover food was just literally just crusty bread. Like, I would just buy it from, like, the grocery store bakery and just eat it.
Just eat it. I love that. Butter. I actually love the ends when it's fresh.
Oh my god, the ends, or like ripping the
inside out. Yeah,
I used to eat the inside of white bread as a kid.
So good.
Wonder bread.
Oh yeah,
I used to, oh my god. And then I go, why do I have problems with food? I used to ball the inside of the white, the Wonder bread, and eat that. It's so good.
I know.
That tortillas, honestly, I'm a carbo loader.
Yeah, me too.
I can't be stopped.
Me either.
You'd actually have to string me up.
Like, I get it.
And restrict me because I can't.
Same.
So I'm just telling myself, well, sourdough is gut healthy.
It is.
So if I eat all of it, then my gut's so healthy.
It's the healthiest.
It's so healthy. My stomach barrier or whatever is fantastic. One of the topics we wanted to get to today. A conversation about how you feel is not supposed to end an argument. I'm pretty sure you and I feel the same about this statement, but
we happened to have very similar men in the way of that they're defensive men.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how, mine especially, is that, like, for my situation, is that I will bring something to his attention where I'll be like, this is what's going on. This is what I don't like. And instead of it being a conversation, the first thing he does is he gets defensive. And then once you're defensive, I'm annoyed because you're not actually taking anything into account of what I'm saying. You're just being defensive.
Yeah.
And so then at that point, then I'm mad. because I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, now I'm angry because you're like making it into something else that it doesn't even have to go to. Why not listen to my full thought? Take it in, even if you don't want to finish it right then and there. But no, you have to just jump onto, does yours do the, why did you did that? Does he like do that baby shit? Because I can't stand that.
The comparisons, yes, of like, well, you did this before and blah, 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 yes, blah, blah. And I go, okay, if we're talking about you, we're talking about you. If I started the conversation and it's about you, mm-hmm, we need to focus it on you for now. If you want to have a conversation, right, about me, you can do the same thing that I did and start up a conversation from scratch.
Right.
Like, that's what I did. It's not comfortable to bring up an issue.
No.
Or to, like, have to call somebody out on something. And it's not what you want to do.
No, not at all.
Unless you hate the person you're with, because
there's that.
Then go for it. Right. But if you don't want to argue with somebody, it sucks to have to do that. Uh-huh. So it's like, if I had to do the hard thing of starting the argument or starting, mm-hmm, the conversation, why are you trying to derail it and, like, take that moment away from me? If you have a problem with the way I did something, then you bring that up individually in its, absolutely, own conversation.
Yeah.
I hate when it gets crossed because I do not like being derailed.
No, neither do I.
Except on this podcast.
Right, right.
But that's what the whole thing is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But in an argument, I need things to stay on a path.
Of course.
And that kind of shit, that's the kind of thing that, like, starting to go off the rails a little bit. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about completely separate things.
Right.
And it doesn't get to be about the thing.
Then
it's about.
Not about the thing, because what they're doing is they're just like, they're almost taking what you're saying and they're making it not really a thing. So they're just like pushing, yeah, it aside. Well, no, because of this. And it was like, well, if you want to talk about that, you should have brought that up yourself.
The same way I did.
Yes.
The same thing I did, which is bring it up to you. You, mm-hmm, can do the same thing with me.
But you know they're not going to.
And that's, if they choose down not to, to, that's you suffering in silence, that, dude.
Exactly.
That's all that. And that's on you.
That's a choice.
Yeah. And it's, I've had to be mindful of making an environment where, like,
it's comfortable,
where they're comfortable, yeah, doing it. But, like, the only way to do that is for them to actually bring things up.
Correct.
And for you to prove you can handle it. Correct. If you just assume that I'm going to jump down your throat, mm-hmm, and it doesn't make any sense because of the fact that they're very defensive people. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I know probably in the back of my mind, without a doubt, you're going to be defensive at some point in this conversation. And right, I still had it.
Right.
That's me giving you the benefit of the doubt that you can handle it.
I know.
That you can go through the conversation and not be defensive. Mm-hmm. They have to be given those opportunities. I don't like when it doesn't go the other way. Mm-hmm. And it's like they don't do the same thing for you.
Oh, and they
bring
don't.
Things up to you and give you the benefit of the doubt that you're just going to, like, be able to take it.
Oh, 100%. They never will.
It's
fucking
annoying.
Most frustrating thing. I rather you bring up things to me than when I'm trying to talk about my thought, you then twist it into your old thought because you're like, well, we're here, so we're going to talk. No, we're not, mm-hmm, here. This is the only topic we should be talking about.
No piggybacking.
And this is right. We're here, so we're going to stay here.
I hate that piggyback shit.
Yes, it's all the time because they won't bring it up themselves.
Get off my back.
Get off it.
Get off it. Get your own argument, your own conversation.
Exactly. Start your own shit.
Also, you're such a copycat. Like, mm-hmm, you're such a fucking copycat. Look at you.
Right.
Oh, you do this too.
Oh, my gosh. Or you've done every this before. Time.
And when it's something that they can't draw, like, a clear parallel to, they're just reaching for something.
And it's a constant reach.
Yeah.
It's a constant where it's like, how did you go there, mm-hmm, when we're here?
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't, they don't correlate at all.
It's also just not listening to listen. It's listening to respond.
Right.
Which I hate.
That's the worst.
Because why are we even doing this?
Why are we even doing this?
Like, what's the point of the conversation?
If you're trying to think about what you're going to say next, that's the problem. Listen, take it in. Take in everything I'm fucking saying to you. Then again, if you can't talk about this moment because you need to reevaluate the situation, then do that. That's fine. Not a big deal.
And that's where that whole nagging girlfriend, nagging housewife, like stereotype comes from, like the typical sitcom wife.
Correct.
That's always on the husband's case. It's because they're bringing shit up
constantly.
But this is what we do. We go through our lives. Most women, unless you've had to be in like such a state of like self-preservation because of trauma,
right,
or something like that. But for the most part, we keep journals and diaries, mm-hmm. and we talk to our friends. We go to people and we say, is this normal? Have you ever experienced this before?
Right.
We vent. We complain, which complaining in a lot of ways is a way of finding out that other people relate to something.
Mm-hmm.
And we also express the good moments.
Like absolutely.
We talk, we do the work early on in life so we don't have to do that later on. So we get to the point, most of us, where you can have that conversation
absolutely.
And talk about how you feel. And it's unfair when it's not matched. When it's like, they're a good person, they're trying, mm-hmm. but they're learning these things so much later in life.
Right.
And then it's like, they have to catch up to you and learn how to like express themselves. It's really frustrating.
It's extremely frustrating. Yeah.
I think it's the case for so many of us, probably the majority. You're very lucky if you don't have to deal with that, but like,
yeah, it's very rare if you don't, because it really is just the most obnoxious thing, because nothing gets accomplished. Because what ends up happening is you bring up a topic, you're bringing up other things, and then of course it's going to turn into an argument because you're not hearing me, mm-hmm. and you're not just dealing with what it is. You're just automatically jumping.
Yeah. And it also is like, the kind of slap in the face that it feels like to tell somebody how you feel.
And then them completely diminish it.
Yep. Because or try to be like, well, what about when you do this?
Yeah. Like what?
We got to talk about you first.
We have to talk about what I brought up.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'll never forget when I was I'll give the example because it's ridiculous. But like, I never wanted to. Well, many times I wanted to punch him in the face. But this was one of those situations where I was like, what? You know, when you just kind of like swing your head, like, you really? It was so petty. So I was talking about how I feel like sometimes he'll go like weeks without, like, I specifically left a drink somewhere.
Yeah.
There was nothing in it, but it was a cup. And I wanted to see how long it was going to take him.
Yeah.
To just take it and put it in. So babies, you know, till they're like two or whatever, they don't drink out of a cup. They drink out of like a sippy cup, or before that's a bottle. And those things go bad so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the kind of thing that when they're done, if you know, as you're a mom, you want to put them in the sink right away. You want to put water in them.
Formula or any.
Even.
Or
irregular milk. It curdles.
It's going to stink.
Quickly, especially with the summer coming. So I've said to him many times, like, you see one of Noah's cups, please just put it in there. At least put some soap in it. Yeah. Just let it sit if you don't want to wash it, because he's horrible at washing dishes. That's definitely not a job I give him. So I'm like, just do that for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So I brought it up to him. I'm like, do you know that for you set me up? He says, I go, I didn't set you up. I wanted
it
to
was a
see.
Sting.
Like, right. It was a sting. Right. And I was like, dude, I'm like, I literally wanted to see if you would just naturally go and put it away.
He got offended like you were sitting outside in a car.
Right.
Like watching.
Like watching
the
on a camera. Like, he goes, well, you know what? I go, oh, here it goes. You know what I hate that you do?
Oh.
I go, and I was like,
oh, why play that game?
I'm like, why are you about to do this? And he goes, after you wash dishes, he's like, you never take the food that's in the thing and throw it out in the garbage. I have to do that.
That's a man job.
I was like,
you guys don't build houses anymore.
No.
You put together IKEA furniture, you take out the trash, uh-huh. and you dump out the sink.
I literally was like, what?
Why would he do that?
Now, every time I do it, I put the gloves on and I like make it like the loudest. Bang it on the inside of the trash. Like, I make it so loud, and he looks up every time. But I make sure that now he sees that I do it, and I don't ever forget it, just to piss him off.
Mm-hmm.
But he still forgets. Do you know how many fucking times this child, old like sippy cup I find in the most random places. Now he calls me the bottle Nazi. I'm like, I'm really not. Like, you don't understand. It's disgusting. And then we have to buy more. They're not fucking cheap, especially because our son's fucking particular.
It's too simple of a thing for that to slide.
Like, it's gross.
That's way too easy of a fix.
It's so simple. I'm like, look around your house. Like, just literally look around. Do you see something as you're going up to bed? He'll tell me all the time, I don't know how I get home from work during the week and like everything's cleaned up because I do it. And on the weekend, nothing's cleaned up because I'm not going to do it.
It's just a matter of doing it. Truly. Right?
It's literally like it's in my brain. The kids are done. They're in bed. I go into the living room. I make that look nice because I hate to wake up and go downstairs to a mess. But I know that on the weekend when he's home, is a fucking mess.
Well, on the weekdays, I call on the cleaning crew. The maid comes over.
Everyone comes.
The butler usually takes care of dinner. And then the little elves clean out the sink for me.
And I just sit and do nothing.
Yeah. And they usually clean me. Right. They do the whole thing. Get me dressed. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. That, and also it's objectively less gross than having to clean out the sink.
Yeah.
I hate cleaning out the sink.
And it's gross. It's disgusting.
I will leave it. I
get it. I totally fucking get it.
If I did the dishes, fuck you.
Right.
We don't have a dishwasher. Like, right. I'm not doing it.
No.
I'm just not doing it.
I get it. And that's the thing that's just so frustrating is it's like they say the dumbest shit.
That's bold.
It was. I couldn't even believe it. I looked at him and I think he just knew. Uh-huh. But now he feels stupid because I had changed behavior.
Bottle Nazi.
He didn't. Bottle Nazi.
Like, they don't fucking smell like hell on earth. That's if you the let thing. Them
and
sit.
Then he'll be the first one to be like, why are we buying more? I don't know. Because you can't get the stink out now. Of your stupid ass.
You gotta do another sting operation. But actually, like, leave it full and start slowly, like, moving it closer and closer to where his spot is. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Just slowly every day. Just a couple inches. Yes. Like an elf on the shelf.
Oh, my God. Did I tell you when he tried to feed it to him by mistake? Oh, my God.
An old bottle?
He came in the house and there was a... And then he had a newer bottle. So Lumberjack got home and I'm trying to see how the whole thing had happened in my brain. So he has two sippy cups that are blue. One has Mickey Mouse. One is just a solid blue cup.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that Mickey Mouse one came from because it had been rolling around somewhere. So he goes, oh, can he have this blue one? I'm thinking the actual the regular blue one. So I was like, yeah, I filled that up not that long ago. He's like, okay. And then he goes, why is he making a face while he's drinking? And I was like, stop. I literally ran over. I was like, Mickey Mouse, look at it. And then I was like, I don't even know how long he's had this. I was like, throw it out. And he was just looking at me like.
Even Noah's like, come on, man.
Like, this is weird.
He's like, really? He's like, oh, she's been letting this sit over there for how long?
Come on. Really? Just pass that to me?
That right there is the argument against leaving the bottles around.
Right.
That is the built-in argument. That's what it is. That's the example of why you do it.
Right.
No. I can't think of a good example right now, but I've had those moments where they say something seemingly in defense of themselves, mm-hmm. which, by the way, hey, I'm not like... You're not going to go to jail. You don't have to defend yourself.
No, like, why are we always at court? Like, it's so
literally,
weird.
He's like looking at an invisible camera, like, while he's talking. We're not on Judge Judy.
We're not.
You're fine. She'd eat you alive.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Judge Judy.
I know, me too. Imagine if we, like, brought about, we were like, you know what? I think it's time someone else listens in on this. We hand them, like, you know, all the things. They would be done in seconds. They would get eaten up.
Taking you to husband court.
Husband court.
And now what? And what the whole jury is women.
Yeah, imagine.
It's just not right. It's like I really do not like when it's something really simple and they can't handle hearing that little bit of criticism.
But that's all almost always that simple.
Yeah. I acknowledge that Drama King has gotten significantly better with it. Because his therapist gives him shit.
Which is good.
He has a really good therapist who's like the kind of... She's basically like my mother. Like, they're right. the same, grew up under the same circumstances, like right. the same kind of personality. Mm-hmm. Both Italian women, like around the same age. I think he's always been very comfortable with her for that right. reason. But she gets on him. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's like, I think sometimes they have to hear it from another source because it's clouded by whatever personal shit like gets involved.
Right.
Like, especially if you have to get on them during a point in time when you aren't getting along the best.
Right.
That's the fucking worst because it's everything. Everything is going to be made into a thing.
Everything.
And everything's going to start to, at least to them, feel like a personal attack.
Right.
And I also can't relate because they don't do the same thing. So I no. don't know what that feels like.
And that's what's annoying is it's like, really, come to me with something because yeah. obviously you have things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then it doesn't feel fair.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing too. You know, they could easily walk over and just be like, hey, like, I just hate when that thing is in there. Like, even that if, simple. Even, or like, I'll clean it if, when you're done, just tell me.
Yeah. That's how I usually approach things.
I would be done.
Unless it's something I've had to say multiple times.
Well, that's the problem.
Because I do not want to live like that. That's not fair to have to live like
no.
that. Having this person in my house.
Yeah.
That I have to repeatedly tell to do. You're like a nightmare roommate and I'm not
you
doing
are,
that.
No.
Because you're also the person I have to have sex with and correct. Love for the rest of my life.
Correct.
And I do love you, but don't make me, I don't want resentment.
No.
Especially over silly shit. That's what I'm trying to avoid. That's what the whole thing is. We don't want to resent them over stupid shit that could be fixed.
Correct.
But I also don't think it's wrong to have resentment over something that somebody could easily fix and they don't.
100%. Like, yeah, 100%.
That's where it starts.
It's crazy.
I was like, bro, just fucking, and also put up a fair fight. Come on, say something to me.
Say something. I know.
I know I do stuff.
I know. Like, just come to me. I would love that, actually.
Me
I don't
too.
Know why, but I would kind of like enjoy if you told me something.
Because you like hearing stuff about yourself that like from an angle that
you
just
don't
even,
didn't
you
even
realize.
Notice. Yeah.
Even if it's a negative thing, I think it's interesting and kind of
uh-huh.
funny.
I do too, because it's just like, is that what you think?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's always nice when somebody points out something that like you've just never heard before.
Oh, that's
but you always, know that it's true.
And then like you're like, well, I guess that is accurate. And then
yeah.
you're like, okay. I mean, I don't know how I would feel. Like, I don't think I could do reality TV because of the simple fact that I think I would annoy myself.
Oh, I would annoy
like,
myself.
When I watch our YouTubes, I'm like, Ashley, why does your face look like that?
Oh my God.
Why are your eyes up here?
Me the whole time like, fixing my hair and like looking into the
I
camera.
I think you've gotten way better with the fixing of the hair thing.
I've been
you
trying
come a long
way harder.
Way. See, it's not natural for me. This is not natural yet. So I'm constantly looking in funny places and I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is so weird. Like, I'm just staring at myself like Taylor looks so natural compared to me. Like, I'm like,
I don't feel natural. I feel like I'm trying not to touch my hair.
It's so
like,
funny.
My hands are under the table shaking. I'm like constantly changing positions like this.
Well, that's the thing is I'm always moving in general, but now it's like, I don't know. Am I talking to you? Am I talking to you?
I know. Like, I try to like go back
try,
and forth.
I try to go back and forth or then I'm staring over at bread. So then I'm like, oh, bread. Like I'm
oh,
trying
bread.
To like, I'm trying to look around, like to try to figure out where I'm supposed to be looking. But it is so funny.
Yeah. And it's like, also, I feel like there's another person in the room. Like,
yeah, now for sure.
The person like, like you, the person listening to this,
right.
and also the camera.
Right.
It feels like another person, and I can like kind of like in my head, I picture like a person with like a very generic image. I don't know mm-hmm. how to explain it, but it feels like we're talking to somebody.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. For
like
sure.
It feels like there's like a third person. Like the
yeah.
mic is the other. The mic's like the guy. We're like talking to him. Yeah, we're talking
yeah.
to you. But I don't know because I'm trying to figure out like I'm talking to you, but then I'm like I also feel like I'm talking to you guys. I
right.
Know. But when I'm editing, if I go through and I like scan through the video, at any given time I'm doing a different pose.
Well,
like this.
That's not bad though.
Like voguing.
Me, it's my stares. I'm like not knowing where to stare.
Reality TV would destroy
oh,
me.
It would destroy me completely. I'd be like, I can't believe I do that. Like, I can't believe I look
that's
like
that's not
this.
Me. That's AI.
No, because they're also going to be like, then I'd stare at my whole self. Like, you guys see from here up.
Yeah.
You saw what we look like on the bottom half of us right now.
I'm wearing pajama
you guys,
pants.
I'm in lumberjack's sweatpants.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way that regularly I could be filmed. Like, it's just, I don't think that.
Seeing myself as a reaction gif somewhere.
Oh my God.
Like me making a crazy fucking face.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how people do it. I feel like they don't watch back the shows. They can't.
No. Well, some of them do, because when they do like the Real Housewives, they'll be like, yeah, I mean, like, I, you know, but it doesn't seem like there's ever changed behavior, which that shocks me, because yeah. I feel like, not to say like, oh, there's so much about me I want to change, but like, I do feel like if I watched myself and I noticed specific things, I would be like, I would be so, even now, I'm so cognizant of certain things where I'm like, try not to do that, try to do this, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think if I had to watch a full version of myself, yeah. I probably would change what I wore, like how I did my hair. Like, you probably would change so much and you don't even realize it. Not because you really need to, but because it's like a psychological. Because
you're becoming too self-aware almost.
Like way too self-aware.
Aware of every how you. I'm not meant to see myself on video, like moving full body.
No.
I'm just not meant to, I'm not no. meant for the big pictures. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is like the most I can handle is right. we're in one place talking.
Yeah.
If we had to do this and I was walking around in clothes and like being shown fighting with people. And I'm like, yeah, oh fuck a bit. And like,
imagine they would hate me.
I wouldn't leave the house.
No.
I'd be like, I'm done.
But certain people,
I'm ruined.
Certain people are made for that.
Yeah.
Like I do watch people on these shows and I'm like, wow, like and you're a veteran of it
especially.
Too. Oh, they're insane.
Because they're can compartmentalize insane. In this crazy
oh
way where
gosh.
They know that being hated is a good thing for
right.
what they do and they can handle it to some degree. But I don't think any of them handle it the way that we think they do.
No.
I think it probably is one of those things where like they get like flashbanged by a bad memory at night.
Yeah.
Like an embarrassing thing.
I think the whole thing would just screw with me. Like
yeah.
completely. But I don't. Yeah. I don't think I could.
Yeah. I don't know.
How do we get here? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Because I'm
the
like,
cops
oh my
the-
God.
I genuinely
oh, because we're saying how would we change something if they told us to?
Oh,
so
and like we like
okay.
finding out stuff about ourselves. Yeah. I think that being observed for 24 hours with a bunch of camera people would be like, I wouldn't be able to handle finding out that many things about myself.
No. Well, that was the thing I thought was so interesting. My last job at a salon, they had cameras. And I told you about all the paranormal shit that was
yeah.
going on. So I was being sent the tunnels. I was being sent videos of myself at these weird angles. I'm like, that's what I fucking look like.
I don't like, want to know how
was,
I walk.
It was
how-
so weird because like the camera, there was one here and then there was one up that way. So they were seeing and like you saw me, like all of me walking, seeing the ghosts.
In 3D, like a
video. Yeah, experiencing everything, opening. It was like really a lot. And then seeing my face.
Ghost Hunter yeah. is actually being haunted on video. Getting dragged into the tunnel.
Yes.
And I'm just like,
running
why did
the stairs,
I make that
tripping
face?
Over myself.
And the whole time I would just be like, why didn't I fix my hair?
Right. I know.
Why is my extension showing?
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean is there's like that one thing. Like,
yeah.
Why do I care when I just tripped over myself running from the tunnels? Like, what do you mean?
One of the recent episodes I had a hoodie on. And
oh,
my hair was
too. My hair was like this
returning
the whole
like
time.
It was a fucking
there was a big hump here. I'm like,
behind.
That's the part of my haircut I don't like is there's no fixing. Like if there's something here, there's no, it's going to go
forward.
Oh, it's
going to sit there because you
yeah,
can't like pull it around.
And putting my hair up. Yesterday when I was in the rain, what is going on? See you guys. I was in the rain yesterday. You're seeing this in raw time. I'm like, it's a ghost playing with my hair.
Oh my God.
But I was getting soaked and then I thought, oh, I'll put a scrunchie. But then all these little hairs were sticking down because my shortest pieces
oh,
are
yeah.
under here. So I look so stupid. So I like put the hood back on, but it was like, you know, when your hoodie is like it's soggy.
Yeah.
It like, it almost gives me like that like, I just want to take everything off. Like, being, that feeling.
Being wet with, I'd rather actually, like, be in naked. A tank top. Right. Yeah, I'd rather have nothing
on. And I had one under. As soon as we were leaving, I literally, like, I took it off and I was like, ugh. But that's, then, like, yeah. My hair is like this. You know, my hair is always wild. I don't know what's going on with my hair. First, the TP thing, and this. I don't know what's happening lately.
I either got a clip out.
Right.
Or, like, something bunched up in the back. Right. I don't even know. And if I clip in my extensions wrong, I get these hairs that stick up, like alfalfas.
Yep.
It's so annoying. If it's sitting on top of a piece of hair, mm-hmm. and, like, bends up.
All the things. What's going on with us?
Me editing, but just staring at my one piece of hair. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you guys are here, though.
Yes.
I'm glad that you experience us. You experience us on a level that we are trying to be comfortable being experienced.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just can't be in movement. You know, I can't be walking on camera.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I can't find out what my walk style is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not meant to know. If I was meant to know, I would know. But I mm-hmm. don't know, so it's not meant for me.
No.
It's meant for people that witness me.
Yep. It's true.
And it's safe with
and
them.
And they can just keep their thoughts
and
to
they
themselves.
Cannot tell me. It's pick your poison. I know we've all got a walk
I know
style.
You're not a runner if that's how your feet are.
When I see a bitch with perfect posture, well, not a bitch, a respectable woman.
Yes.
Walking with perfect posture.
Oh, yes.
And, like, back straight, head forward, swishing their hips. How? And where'd you go?
I don't know.
What in the Princess Diaries? I need somebody to put me in a fucking one of those metal spinal things.
Yeah, and to, like, keep me. I have the worst posture.
Mine's so bad. But we work from home, so it only gets worse from there. Like this sort of my
car. And, like, I change, like, how much I've moved. That's how much I move throughout the day.
Yeah.
I'm just constantly, like, one leg up, one leg here, like.
And I'm like, when I was waitressing, was I bending? Like, I'm literally
realize. I know. It's
a lowercase. I don't know.
It's not good.
Yeah. I gotta fix that.
Same.
But thank you guys.
Yes.
Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah.
And for listening.
We love you guys.
Really appreciate you.
Even if I don't stare at you straight in the camera.
Which, if you're not checking us out on YouTube,
yes,
head over there.
Yeah, now you'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah, you can come see for yourself.
Yeah.
And if you enjoyed this episode, if you want to leave a review, we'd appreciate it.
Yep.
And if not, we forgive you. And come follow us on all of our socials. Mm-hmm. I just posted on Instagram for the first time in two fucking years.
I was like, wait, is this a story or is this? I'm like, this is real. This is real life.
I told my sister, I said, can you take pictures of me? I don't know what it was, but
right.
I get
ready.
That itch sometimes and I go, I'm just going to do the thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm just going to post.
I love that.
I actually did. So follow me at Tay Felly on Instagram.
And I'm at It's At That Ash Bash.
We'll talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Bye.